much about.
I am here with
Jennifer.
Jennifer, before we start the movie, it might be good if I check if we're recording. Check, check. Yes, we are.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Welcome to Thoughts for Your Thoughts. I'm Derry Merbles, filling in for David Parker, who took off for 8 months to study the migration patterns of our nation's squirrels. We have not seen him since.
Obama and Biden, are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
How do you keep your head about your...
Oh, man! Oh, man!
Lisa's going through this phase where she doesn't eat any meat.
I don't know about you, but I've been thinking about meat all day long.
I like meat.
Let's go grab some of that meat.
And now...
I could never eat this much meat. That's not what I hear.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, 5:32. I want to start out with a story from Florida.
Okay.
Hard to believe. Florida is the place where all good stuff happens. And you know how you hear a story in the news and you go, wait a minute, why couldn't that be my principal?
Oh, okay.
At school.
Oh, that kind of principal.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's like the teacher that slept with the kids. You always see that. And
right.
You go, she was hot. And then you think back to your own experience and you say, I never had anyone, A, hot, B, that was sleeping with students. C, was a principal arrested in an undercover drug operation. Apparently, somebody tipped off the investigators saying that there was drug activity going on in this house. And it was the house of a principal of a school.
Wow, so that's shocking.
They launched the investigation, and undercover agents went into his home. He's charged. This is the principal now.
Okay.
He's charged with delivery of meth, delivery of GHB-controlled substance, possession of methamphetamine, possession of GHB-controlled substance, possession of controlled substance, Stanolol, I'm not sure what that is, possession of cannabis under 20 grams, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
He was working it.
He was working hard for his money.
Man. Was he selling to students?
Yes.
No, really?
Yes.
Was he a high school principal?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
After the arrest, deputies served a search warrant at the home. They uncovered all that stuff. Apparently, he's being reassigned. This is where teachers' unions come in. Teachers union may be the strongest union in the country,
mm-hmm.
and you can't fire a teacher.
For that?
You can't fire a teacher for anything. If the union gets involved, I saw a story on 60 Minutes where they were talking about the union, and there are a lot of teachers who were accused of having inappropriate sexual relations with kids.
Mm-hmm.
They can't fire them, so they would have what they called, in New York City, they had something called a rubber room. Basically a holding cell.
I saw that. They
These teachers would all go to work.
They have to go every day.
Yes. They have to stay there from 8 to 3:30 or whatever the hours are for the teachers and just be there. They don't have to do anything, but they have to go to work so
right.
that they can keep getting paid. And the school system couldn't fire them. So they just had this rubber room where they had like 19, 20 teachers in trouble.
But isn't that where they just don't have enough evidence to
nope.
prosecute them criminally?
Oh, no. They're being prosecuted criminally, but until they get
until it's
a
all
guilty
done.
Verdict.
Right.
But you don't want a teacher that's under
of course
suspicion
not.
Of,
no,
right?
No. So they farm him out someplace.
So basically they can't fire anybody. So he has been not fired, but he has been reassigned to a desk job not involving students.
You know, he went to work and he looked at that school and he said, nothing but customers.
I'm going to cash
this
in.
This is sweet.
This dude was arrested for DUI in the county a couple of years ago, but the jury acquitted him 3 months after the arrest.
Okay.
And so he was selling drugs to undercover officers and supposedly was selling drugs to the TV station when a reporter went out there.
He would just sell anyone. To anybody.
Just anybody. Look, you're with the police? That's fine. You want some meth? That's good.
I got a lot here. This stuff has got to move.
I really have too much. Too much product. It all must go.
Clearly, that was the problem.
So they arrested the school principal.
That is really shocking.
My principal.
That's very rare.
I'm pretty sure wasn't dealing drugs. I'm relatively
probably
sure.
Probably never smoked pot.
Although,
even.
let me tell you this. I will tell you this, and this is one weird aside story. My principal in high school had one arm.
Oh, really?
My principal in grade school had one arm, a different arm. Now, you tell me the chances of that.
It was a dangerous job.
Two principals in a row. No,
in Arizona.
In Phoenix. I don't know exactly why that happened, but neither of them were this guy. Neither of them were selling me drugs and meth and GHB.
You
and
have to have two arms to sling
weed
or whatever it is.
Can you imagine?
It's unbelievable.
Son, go to the principal office. Yes.
I wonder how much money he made before he got caught. Like, I know, how long he'd been doing it.
He must have really. Can you imagine having a whole school and then all of their friends?
Oh, yeah.
He must have been rich.
Jackpot.
But dumb, because he sold drugs to everybody, including the undercover police that went there. So, good
he was
times.
Probably using this product by then.
That could be. Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have to talk about Rock of Ages. I believe Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
We need to talk to about Rock of Ages. We have Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know if you've been watching the NBA Finals.
I've been listening to a lot of stuff about it.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not the same as watching it, but
no.
I have been keeping track.
It's
pretty
close.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. So far, it's 2-1 Miami.
Yep.
After the game last night. But Jimmy Kimmel does a show on the East Coast before the game, on the West Coast after the game. And he's got a beer mug. He's got a beer mug. His name is Guillermo.
Oh,
only,
yeah.
Only Guillermo's funny.
Oh, come on.
That's the difference. I'm saying, I'm saying Guillermo's a funny guy.
That's
and
true.
He went to Media Day for both teams, Oklahoma City and for Miami. And he talked to everybody. And he probably got Dwayne Wade's name wrong, I want to say 15 times. But Dwayne Wade was trying to tell him what his name was. It went back and forth. Dwayne, my exclusive interview with Dwayne Wayne. Wade. Wayne, Wade. Wayne, Wade.
It's like you at the Grammys.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Crashing celebrity parties today. We'll take your calls in the 7 o'clock hour. We have LaQuisha looking at Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which
bless
has
her
just
heart.
Been, oh, that show is just a mile a minute, isn't
yep.
it? Just nonstop action. We get to catch up with Doto, the International Man of Mystery today.
Yeah!
Finally.
I'm so excited after we talked to, was it listener Chris last week?
I don't remember the
sighting?
Name, but yeah.
Oh, I miss Doto. I'm so happy. Every time he is on the show, that's the most exciting thing to me.
That guy. What would you need him for?
We need him for entertainment. We have Harvey Levin. From TMZ.com, and we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Mm.
So that's all coming up. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:51. Ralph Garman is now here to take a look at the Showbiz Beat.
What's Boy, am I. Look at me being all here.
Here, ready to go?
I'm all over this place.
Not digging through the trash like you were last
here.
Week looking for
no.
your report?
After Mike Catherwood threw away my showbiz news. That bastard shows up just to sabotage
us. He totally
us.
Sabotaged
us. Did it on purpose.
Oh. Gonna go work for Mark and Brian, I know. One of these days. For Brian or Mark, whichever one's left.
I don't know.
As they slowly drop away over there on that show. Let's talk about movies. Speaking of movies, I'm not going to do it here. I'm just going to tease you.
All right.
But all morning long and all week long, I'll be giving away tickets to a very special premiere of a movie I think you may be interested in.
You're not going to tell us the name of it?
No, I'm not going to give away the tickets here. But all day and all week long, I will be giving away tickets to a motion picture, which people are very excited about. And I'll be giving tickets away to the world premiere of that film.
Wow.
The red carpet, the
red
stars?
Red carpet world premiere.
Oh.
So you're going to want to listen to the Showbiz Beat. Because it rhymes with Schmeiderschmann.
Hmm?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
The Schmazing Schmeiderschmann. Rhymes with that.
Hmm.
See if you can figure it out. While we're talking about movies currently in theaters, they all said, oh, no way Tom Cruise's Rock of Ages is going to be number one at the box office. No way Adam Sandler's That's My Boy is going to make number one at the box office. And they were right in both cases. Madagascar 3, number one again for its second week at the box office with $35.5 million.
Word is that's pretty good.
I guess.
I think. I mean, you know,
I
for
like
that,
the first one a lot.
If you for that
yeah,
type of
fun.
Movie, it's really well done.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the Madagascar films because I'm not eight.
Those lovable animals just can't get back home.
They can. Now they're wearing wigs, so it's just worse for these kids. Prometheus was number two, and then number three, Rock of Ages came in at
how much?
$15 million.
Wow, what did that cost to make?
More than $15 million.
Much more.
So they wanted, that's not satisfactory?
They seemed not to be pleased. Snow White and the Huntsman was number four at the box office. And could America finally be catching on that Adam Sandler is just horrible and just doing crappy movies that everyone goes to see?
That guy. What would you need him for?
That's My Boy opened up with $13 million this weekend. That's all.
Wow. And with Adam Sandberg.
Yeah.
Who I would, like, he's a plus for. I would go see almost anything he's in.
Yeah.
So, not a big weekend for That's My Boy. Ouch. Men in Black 3 was number 6. The Avengers, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, Moonrise Kingdom, which I love, by the way, and What to Expect When You're Expecting is your top 10 at the box office this weekend. You know, I got a movie coming out next week.
Me too.
Ted, called Ted.
Ted.
No, that's what
I'm in. That. I'm in. I play the father
of Mark.
We have
to keep reminding Kevin who he is and what he's done.
Play the father of Mark.
He thinks
Wahlberg.
He lives on an island. He's looking for an island this morning
in
to
a
live
flashback.
On. It's just weird.
Huh.
So this is especially disturbing news for me. 28-year-old Charles Marchal was arrested in Cincinnati, Ohio, this weekend for having sex with his teddy bear in public.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the bear okay?
Bear apparently well.
The bear's happy and smoking.
No, the bear's shaken up, obviously, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
He was in an alley, and he was given a citation for disorderly conduct. Here's the thing. Over the past 2 years, officers have caught him doing his teddy bear in a public library men's room.
Hey, he likes to show the world his love.
In several other locations. He has paid several small fines and served several short jail stints for his 3 misdemeanor convictions.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
Police say it's unclear whether Marshall has used the same teddy bear on each occasion or whether he's a slut. Because he's banging a lot of different teddy bears.
Well, sometimes you want to trade up to a fresh one.
Man. Jeez. Lady Lime gave everyone a little scare on Friday when they found her non-responsive in her hotel room.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't rouse her. So they called 911. Paramedics showed up, and apparently she was okay enough to leave because they didn't take her to the hospital.
That's weird.
Her publicists say it was just because she was...
Exhausted.
Exhausted.
Dehydrated. Exhausted and dehydrated. That's right, Lisa.
Come on. I've never been that in my life. Ever. Not once.
Well, you don't work as hard as Lindsay Lohan, do you?
Me.
You just talk about your little traffic. You're not out there working as hard as Lindsay is.
Doing.
Is this making Dick and Liz.
We have to ask
Liz
Dr.
and Dick.
We have to ask Dr. Drew the next time we have him on. Is this real for anyone? Has it ever been true for anyone? Dehydration and being tired.
Lindsay claims she worked 85 hours in 4 days and been up all night shooting, and that's why she was exhausted.
Shooting heroin.
Hey, what the? How dare you?
But liar!
Allegedly.
About her co-workers, weren't they co-stars? Weren't they there too?
7 paramedics showed up at the hotel, and she said they were cute, so. All worked out. My big concern is for Tone Loke.
Uh-oh.
He passed out during a show in Austin, Texas last Friday.
No, not Tone.
Tone. He was doing the wild thing on stage, and he just went down, collapsed. Apparently, it was over 100 degrees inside the venue. I believe that in Texas.
Oh, man.
And singing and dancing just got to him, and he went down. They were able to get him back on stage after a half-an-hour break where they cooled him down.
He gave
me a funky cold Medina. Yeah,
oh,
what they did.
God, stop it.
That's what I'm guessing they gave him.
Put it in
to cool him down.
Put it in the file. He's never been a little man.
No.
I'm sure
that probably doesn't help, right?
Cooling him down was probably a very, very long process.
He's a large loke.
he is not small.
Rodney King was found dead yesterday at the bottom of his swimming pool in Rialto, California.
This is kind of a bummer.
Of course. Yeah, sad news. The guy seemed like he never could quite get his act together.
We had him on the show, and he seemed super nice.
Real sweet guy, but had a bad drug and alcohol problem. Yep. He tried to get clean with Dr. Drew on that celebrity rehab show. According to TMZ, sources say that he had been smoking dope and drinking all day long on Saturday. They don't suspect foul play, but maybe he fell into the pool or passed out, and they're not quite sure what happened. They're still investigating, but they did find him around 4:30 in the morning and called 911. His fiance found the body, sadly. But first responders were not able to revive him when they pulled him out of the pool. Autopsy will be conducted, so we'll know more. But the guy had a rough life and a rough end. He was only 47 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
So. Not good news. However, it is good news for Jenny McCarthy's dentist.
Why?
I don't know if you heard this story or not. She woke up one morning. Her young son apparently was in serious dental pain. Turned out looked like he had an abscess or something in one of his teeth. So the doctor said, take some pictures of the kid's mouth and then send them to me so I can get an idea what's going on. And then I'll schedule the appointment and we can bring him in. So she shot a bunch of pictures with her phone, sent them off to the dentist, mistakenly included a nude photo of herself that she had previously saved for her boyfriend, Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher.
Oh, and here's one of me, if this will help you get my son in.
When she realized what she had done, Jenny McCarthy said, I literally screamed at the top of my lungs. My dentist is like 80 years old, she said.
Oh, could have killed him.
No word on the dentist's reaction, but...
I'd love to get a copy of that.
What are you doing going to an 80-year-old dentist, by the way? I want my dentist smart and limber and very agile. I don't want an old man rattling around inside my teeth.
Can you imagine what he must have...
Oh, that abscess looks bad. Oh, this one. This is pretty good.
When did you come in?
You got two big abscesses right there on your chest. They should
I can
drain.
Just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
I can't hear too good.
You can see that.
Still drilling teeth. Today's celebrity birthdays. Paul McCartney, one of the legendary Beatles, very successful solo career. He is 70 years old today.
Wow.
He's an old Beatle. Movie critic Roger Ebert is also 70 years old today. Paul's doing better than Roger. I'll give you that much.
That's true.
Carol Kane, the actress, is 60 years old. Dizzy Reed, keyboardist for Guns N' Roses, is 49 years old. Blake Shelton, the country singer, is 36. Nathan Mars of Boys to Men is 41. Silk the Shocker, he's 37. Stephen Chen of Airborne Toxic Event is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
6 o'clock.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Cop arrested after stripping in park is the headline for this story.
Okay.
These are all true, by the way. Sunday, there was a cop who was arrested in Japan for stripping. He's 34. For stripping, he took off his clothes in front of a 63-year-old woman walking by in the park.
Yikes.
He was a member of the police motorcycle unit, and apparently he had a few drinks with coworkers. They went across the street to the park, decided it would be funny, as everything is when you're drinking. Everything's funny.
Yeah.
This is the downside of drinking, is that you really can't judge what's funny and what's not funny. To me, this would be funny as well, but he got arrested. So if you can imagine being a cop and getting arrested while nude in a park.
Seems embarrassing.
That seems like maybe that's not the best plan.
That poor lady.
ABC. She must have been excited. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
He was 34.
Yeah.
I mean, how
we
long?
We love seeing naked men
no,
in the park.
No, but how long has it been since she's seen anyone naked?
She doesn't want to see that.
Come on now. ABC News has done another story on hotel rooms, and I wish they would just stop this because we don't want to know.
Because we all go away and have to stay in hotel rooms and don't want to pack our linens.
And what's the first thing that you do when you walk into a hotel
room?
Throw the bedspread on the floor. Why?
Because it's covered in ew.
Poop. It's got poop
it's
on it.
Poop?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of other things.
Well, there are other things as well.
Poop? Why?
But they've done it. I don't know. That's a good question, but wait till you hear this. Researchers from the University of Houston have swabbed 19 hotel rooms, the door handles, the headboards, and found fecal bacterium, E. coli, hiding on 81% of the surfaces.
Holy crap!
What is the dirtiest item in the room? Bedspread?
No.
Nope.
What is it?
What do you all...
Remote control.
Remote control.
Oh.
You use in every hotel room you go to.
And it's got poop on it.
More than any other surface.
Son of a gun.
I don't know why people
They're not
have...
washing their hands, right? Is that it?
Best case scenario.
But really? Even
but
if
apparently,
you don't wash your hands, like how?
Apparently what happens is the maid carts, the maids are pushed to get a certain amount of rooms clean and they don't, you know, they
They're
bring.
They're not spraying down remotes.
They bring one mop from one room to the next to the next to the next. So if there's one problem, they're sort of spreading it.
Oh.
And then they clean stuff.
Right, and they probably don't use new rags for.
They don't clean the remote. So the next time you're in a hotel. And you throw the cover of the bed off. Look at the remote, and
I'm
maybe
spraying it down.
Maybe spray it down,
yeah,
because you don't want to be touching other people's.
Put it in a plastic bag.
Yeah, good. Hey, good. You can work it that
way.
You
could.
The Euro soccer tournament, Euro 2012, is going on right now, and Ukraine is hosting it along with Poland. But they have they have a zoo where everybody can go see, and that's such a big tourist season because of the Euro 2012. So the Ukraine has to sober up some of their bears.
Wait a minute.
Yura.
They're drunk all the time?
Yura, the brown bear, who weighs about, they're alcoholic bears, weighs about 800 pounds, has been in their recovering vodka bears system for quite some time.
Stop it.
Apparently they originally gave them alcohol so that the people there would find it funny. Mm. But then the people started giving them vodka, and they literally became alcoholics.
Oh, that's sad.
So, well, not when they're drunk, but when they come down from it, they don't know what's going on.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
So
right?
To make sure that doesn't dampen tourism, they've decided that they need to put them in some kind of rehab, bear vodka rehab, and they are going to be released into the neighborhood forest, a nearly 30-acre swath of trees and land and stuff. But the problem is that it's only surrounded by a chain link fence. And then they say, as if this is good, there's lots of nature and fresh air, and the people from nearby villages are kindly and church-going.
That seems like a recipe for disaster.
Can you see more going wrong with a bear who wants alcohol but can't get it, and a chain-link fence between the bear and the churchgoers
and
that are kindly old people?
Who they know have alcohol because that's where they've gotten it.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
You're not going to those games, are you?
No.
Sounds very dangerous.
Nope.
That's a bad idea.
I have any interest in going to the Ukraine. That looks like one of those places that...
They got some work to do.
That seems bad. And finally, Frank and Wilma did what everybody does when they're told that they have cancer. Frank was told that he has cancer. He has 3 months to live back in 2010. He was a handyman, and he gave away $30,000 worth of tools, fishing gear, a quad bike, clothes, household items. They sold their house at a $70,000 loss, canceled their health insurance, and they just blew it. They just went to Fiji for 10 days.
Wow.
And they had a whole bucket list of things they wanted to do before he died. And they went and did all those things, charged up $80,000 on the credit cards, went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know what? We were wrong.
No.
You didn't have cancer. Sorry about that.
Are you kidding?
So he gave away all his stuff. They ran up credit card bills, and now they have to try and figure out a way to get out from underneath it because he's perfectly fine and healthy, and he's not going
to
die.
They have to sue that doctor.
You would think,
right?
You would think.
Now you want to die. That's so awful.
At first, you were miserable because you were going to die.
Right.
But now you've accomplished everything on your bucket list, and you've got your health.
That sucks.
That's the worst thing you could possibly imagine.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's Citizen of...
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:38. Ralph did the showbiz beat a few minutes ago and was talking about the top three movies over the weekend. Number one was Madagascar with $35.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was Prometheus. And then number three was a movie that I believe they expected to make a little bit more money than it did. It made $14.1 million. And that would be Rock of Ages.
Oh, that's got to be disappointing.
Starring Tom Cruise. Well, we have Tom Cruise on the line if you'd like to talk to him.
Okay.
About it being disappointing.
Sure.
Hello, Tom.
I can sing.
Well, apparently no one wants to see it, though.
Kevin.
The number one movie made 35.
Kevin.
35 million.
Kevin.
Right here. Not interrupting.
Don't be glib. A lot of people wanted to see it. A lot of people did go to see it, and they loved it.
Okay, but it only made $14.1 million. I can't imagine that was your hope for opening weekend.
Yeah, like, well, that's your salary, right?
I can make a lot more money than that. But yeah. I think a lot of people probably snuck into the theaters to see it.
Why do you think that?
They probably would sit on each other's shoulders and put long coats over them so they looked like really tall people. And they would be able to get into the theater sneaking in that way.
Why did they need to sneak into your movie when there were plenty of tickets available?
So awesome that they were afraid to absorb the awesomeness by just without an awesome buddy.
Right. Okay, so I just want to recap. You're telling me The Rock of Ages only made $14.1 million, which was a successful Broadway play as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Very successful.
Because people were too excited about it to
That's
go alone.
Right. They were scared and they had to sneak in other people to hold their excitement levels to acceptable
I see.
Levels.
And you came up with that how?
Xenu.
Is that right?
Kevin. Dead or alive. Kevin.
Tom, yes.
Pour some Kevin on me. Kevin.
I'm right here.
Don't want nothing but a Kevin.
All right.
Kevin.
Yes, Tom.
Please go see my movie.
And Bean Show, it is 6:54, coming up just after the top of the hour, highlights of Jimmy Kimmel Live. I don't know if you've been seeing, but he's been doing the NBA Finals. He's been doing specials for that.
Yeah.
On the East Coast, it's before the finals. On the West Coast, it's after the finals. And he's gotten some great interviews. He's got some really bad Mike Tyson songs. So we're going to give you some...
How dare you say that about my singing?
Going to give you some highlights of that. Coming up just after the top of the hour. Right now, it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Before I get to Showbiz News, as promised... I've got tickets to the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yay!
I don't miss Bean, but I do miss his music and his sound effects and things like that.
He's good with that.
Yeah. It's at the Regency Village Theater in Westwood, Thursday, June the 28th. Movies in theaters everywhere, Tuesday, July the 3rd. But you will be amongst the first people to see The Amazing Spider-Man, the reboot of the Spider-Man franchise. This time starring Andrew Garfield as Spidey, Emma Stone, the delicious Emma Stone as Gwen Stacy, Dennis Leary as her dad, Martin Sheen, Sally Field, Risa Fons. Just an amazing cast. It is Spider-Man back again, red carpet world premiere. I've got tickets, but I'm not just going to hand these out to you.
Of course not.
No, I want to give these to true blue Spider-Man fans, or true blue and red Spider-Man fans. Here is your trivia question. Spidey fans, just name the very first comic book appearance of Spider-Man. In what comic book and what issue did Spider-Man make his first comic book appearance? 1-800-520-1067. First two callers through with the correct answer will win a pair of passes to the world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
That looks great.
It does look great. It was almost a year ago that I was hosting the Spider-Man panel at Comic-Con. Can't believe it's already here, but Andrew Garfield was in the audience, dressed up as Spider-Man in a low-rent Spider-Man costume, and he pretended to be the first guy to ask a question at the microphone.
What did he say? What was his question?
He was like, I just wanted to, we had like the producers up, we hadn't brought the cast out yet, and he's like, I just want to say that it's just so great to be here dressed up as Spider-Man, because all my whole life I wanted to be Spider-Man, and he's a really important character to me. And then he just whipped the mask off, and he's in the spotlight with the microphone, and everybody turns and sees it's Andrew Garfield. And
they mob him.
He did a very nice speech about the character meant to him and how much the approval of the Spidey fans meant to him. And then he jumped up on stage and joined the rest of the cast, and we had our Q&A, so it was a fun event. And... he seems like a really good guy, so I hope this is a big success for him. I think it will be. From the footage, I've seen a bunch of footage because I've hosted some things for them so far, and this looks like the best one yet in terms of what they do with the character and how they make him move and how he's swinging around.
So. Yeah, it looks like better special effects.
Yeah, really, really impressive stuff. So, looking forward to that movie coming out. This is tragic news, and I had not heard this until this morning, and now my head's swimming a little bit. Jack Osborne... I don't know if you guys have heard or not. He has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Just 26 years old. He, of course, is the son of Ozzy and Sharon. He's a documentarian now. He's made a film about his father and his life. Just became a dad, by the way, with his fiancée, Lisa. And he has just been diagnosed. Mm. He said when he found out, his thought was, why now? So you can imagine being a new dad and everything. He's got a lot on his plate. And MS is a horrible chronic disease that attacks the central nervous system. There is no known cure. There are some treatments, so obviously wish him the best. But 26 years old, it's just...
That's rough.
It's brutal. Bad weekend also for Radiohead. I don't know if you saw, but their stage collapsed Saturday night in Toronto just before the performance.
Oh, no.
Their drum technician was killed in the stage collapse. Three other crew members were injured. And a full investigation is being launched into what happened. But as you can imagine, the concert was canceled.
Most of the stages are tall enough that you could, I mean, you could walk underneath it, first of all.
Yeah.
But, you know, so the fall would have really been rough on anyone down there. That's terrible.
It happened at Downsview Park in Toronto, and that's where they're investigating to see if all the safety regulations and standards were followed and to see if the stage crew was properly trained in terms of constructing the set. So it's going to take some investigating, but bad news. And Mumford & Sons frontman, guitarist Marcus Mumford, broke his hand last weekend. The band had to cancel two festival appearances in Denmark and Sweden because he broke his hand. It's hard to play guitar when your hand's broken.
Yeah, let alone banjo.
He's healing and resting. No word on how he broke his hand, but I'm sure it wasn't good. It was probably a bad accident. He should have been much more careful in taking care of his hands. Taking care of his hands. We have an answer to my trivia question. Carlos on line two, I believe, was the first caller through with the right answer. Carlos?
Yes.
Amazing Spider-Man made his first comic book appearance where?
Amazing Fantasy number 15. Amazing. I'm a member of the Ralph Garmin.
Ah, thank you, sir.
Easy, dork.
Hey. Back off. Do not attack the Garmy. The Garmy bites back, Kevin.
I know they do.
It'll take you out. Carlos, congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you details, but you're going to see the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Congratulations also to Juan, who is also a winner. I'll be giving these tickets out all morning long and all week long. So make sure you tune in for the Showbiz Beat. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Paul McCartney, one of the Beatles. That's a pretty good claim to fame.
Yeah.
Only four people could ever say that. 70 years old today.
You know, I'm not a big Beatles fan.
I know you're not.
But I've been at several charity events where Paul McCartney performed, and still to this day, he's pitch perfect.
His voice is as good as it was when he was 20 years old.
Which is rare.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. Roger Ebert, 70 years old today, the movie critic.
Not as good a singer.
No, he turns out not to be. Got an extensive collection of turtlenecks, however. Carol Kane, the actress, is 60 years old. Keyboardist Dizzy Reed for Guns N' Roses is 49. Nathan Morris of Boys to Men is 41. Silk the Shocker, you know, he's 37 years old. Blake Shelton turns 36. Stephen Chen, guitarist for Airborne Toxic Event. That's a hard band name to say. 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. I don't know if you're following the NBA Finals. The Heat are up 2-1. They played again last night. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel, our friend from Jimmy Kimmel Live, he does a show every night that there's a game, which is very funny and centers around, you know, the playoffs. On the East Coast, he does it before the game. On the West Coast, he does it after the game. But he sent out his man Guillermo to interview some of the people at Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Guillermo is his beer mug with talent, and he's kind of funny. That's the difference. He sent him to do some interviews on Media Day, and you can see it all at kevinandbean.com. Go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com. You can see the videos of this. But Guillermo's a guy with a mustache, and for some reason, only a mustache. And for some reason, he was very obsessed with asking all the players about their beard slash mustache, facial hair. Was very important to him. He wanted to make sure that they understood that his mustache was as sexy as anything. So they might want to consider it. The first person that he interviews is Kevin Durant, the star of Oklahoma City.
Beard or mustache? I mean, beard or mustache?
Beard.
Beard? Why?
I don't know. I just like the look.
Now, I like Guillermo because he'll tell Kevin Durant to his face how good his mustache looks.
Look at my mustache. It's more sexy.
It's thicker. I like the beard better, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. You should grow one out, man, because it's kind of like creepy. You just got a mustache.
All right.
Told Guillermo it was creepy. So then Guillermo runs into Dwayne Wade. Now, Dwayne Wade has been a superstar, an all-star for a lot of years. And Guillermo doesn't know his name or is bad.
Oh, no.
He's bad with the English language anyway.
Okay.
But he calls him Dwayne Wayne. And Dwayne Wade is not thrilled with that. And they spend the next, 40 seconds trying for Guillermo to get his name right.
I'm here for my exclusive interview with Wayne. Dwayne Wayne, how you doing?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wayne.
Yes, Wade.
Wayne?
Wade.
Wade?
Wade.
Wade?
Wade.
Wade?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
W-E-D.
Now that doesn't do him any favors, not being in English,
no.
Not being his first name. W-E-D-E. It's W-A-D-E.
I wouldn't have understood what he just said.
Right, but Guillermo.
W, that's Wade. What I say, Wayne.
You say Wayne.
Wayne?
Yes.
And what
wait.
Is wait?
Wait.
W A D?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Right.
When was the last time Dwayne Wade could not get somebody to get his name right? I mean, I'm sure everybody knows his name anyway, which is crazy. You can see the video again at kevinandbean.com or at krock.com. Then he had Mike Tyson do some songs. Oh, I'm sorry. This is his exclusive interview with LeBron James. As he calls it, his exclusive. And they have all the big sound effects and the exclusive sign on the, you know, on the TV. Mm-hmm. And then he's just sitting in the stands while LeBron James is walking on the court. And this is his exclusive interview.
I'm very excited. I'm about to do my exclusive interview with LeBron James. Hey, LeBron. How are you? Everything good? Good.
There you go. That's it. That's his interview with LeBron
James.
He really
is our beer mug.
Jimmy had Mike Tyson. There have been three games so far, so Jimmy has done three shows. He had Mike Tyson do a song for LeBron James. Mike Tyson is not a great singer, as we all know.
No, but he sure tries.
He sure tries. And he did a song specifically for LeBron James, and it went a little something like this.
LeBron James! Ooh. Oh, LeBron James is great. He makes Cleveland irate. He was born in Ohio, and that's where Cleveland is.
Thank you.
Do you see the irony? Oh, LeBron, win a championship is all you have to do. If only you start choking at the final, you'll be an indisputable success. An indisputable success. Indisputable. Ooh, 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 LeBron, please win for me.
So that's his tribute to LeBron James.
That's beautiful.
I don't know who wrote it. I don't know who wrote it that high.
I need to download that.
But then in the interest of, you know, fairness, he came back another day with a song for Kevin Durant.
Oh.
This one's even worse than the first, if you can imagine, because it's set to Dr. Feelgood,
uh-huh.
And it's about Kevin Durant. 7, K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. On the way, we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. We're going to catch up with Doto. We got LaQuisha,
mm-hmm.
who takes a look at keeping up with the Kardashians. But first, this story, and we want to take your calls of you crashed a celebrity party. Because a lot of people have crushes on celebrities. A lot of people come across them. Like, perhaps you're staying in the same hotel as somebody that's having a party, and you realize it's somebody important, so yeah. You crash the party. I crashed a lot of parties, Oscars and Grammy parties and stuff like that.
You got really good at it.
Well, I put a lot of work into it. Jimmy and I showed up at the Oscars one year dressed, Jimmy Kimmel, dressed mm-hmm. as waiters.
But that's pretty smart.
And we walked through the kitchen. But you have to dress the part.
Mm-hmm.
So when we would, you know, get into the Grammys or something, we were wearing tuxedos so that we fit in. You know me, I don't wear tuxedos.
Right.
But if you want to break into a party, you have to fit in. So this was a wedding, this story, and some of the members of All Time Low were at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the fans of All Time Low decided, and you can see the story at krock.com as well, decided that they were going to crash this wedding that this guy was at. It wasn't his wedding. It wasn't a relative of his. It was just a friend of his who was having a wedding. So this woman dresses up and says that she's the bride's cousin and mm-hmm. crashes the wedding.
Seems like it'd be pretty easy to get into a lot of weddings,
right? Oh, weddings
right?
would be simple.
There are no armed yeah. security guards.
No, exactly. For the most part, there's no tickets.
Right.
I mean, who wants to go to a wedding that's not invited for the most part, unless you're an alcoholic? But this woman got into the wedding saying that she was the bride's cousin and was taking pictures of people and posting them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
From the wedding.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So she's taking pictures with, like, you know, bridesmaids and other people in the wedding. And then she finally finds Alex, who she was after from the band All Time Low, takes a picture with him, puts it on Facebook. She's having a great time. She gets drunk.
Oh, my God.
And as you know, if you've gotten married, that costs the bride and groom.
I'm sure it was open bar.
Open bar, yeah. So she gets drunk and she starts...
She's eating their food.
She's eating their food.
That's sucky.
And then the bride finally, I think a couple of days later, went on Tumblr and said, you were not invited to my wedding. My wedding. Lying to my guests that you're, quote, Katie's cousin. You don't even know I don't go by Katie makes you not a part of my family. The fact that I have no clue who you are means you don't fall into the friends category either. And she just went off because the bride, of course, didn't care that much about all-time low, but right. was paying for the wedding.
Right.
So the dude that crashed, or the chick that crashed, was very, she was very upset at. Very upset. She went on for another, I don't know, couple of paragraphs. This isn't bumping into a band member at Chipotle and asking for a picture. This is showing up to someone's wedding, dressing up to fool people into thinking you belong there. And I'm sure that our listeners, being our listeners, have done the same, which is you've crashed a party of any kind mm-hmm. that a celebrity is at.
Yeah, just to
just so you can see
to
whatever.
Them, take a picture with
sometimes
them, whatever.
They're just random parties, like MTV After Awards party that we've crashed before because MTV never gave us access. So we would just go to the parties and figure out a way to get in. And when you get in there, you never know who you're going to see.
Right?
It could be, you know, Bobby Brown and in the day Whitney Houston, or mm-hmm. it could be, you know, who knows, whoever is at that particular Diddy. Is a party that we crashed. So we want to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Jamie Foxx used to live in my neighborhood, and he used to have parties all the time. And I tried to crash one, and he had bouncers.
Seriously?
Yes, and they wouldn't let me in.
So they picked you out. They knew you did not belong.
I know. Look at me. How do I fit into a Jamie?
It's amazing, but you really are good at crashing.
But not Jamie Foxx's party.
No.
But then we had him on. You remember we had him on? I was like, you always have parties. How come I can't come? He's like, you can come to my next party.
Right.
He moved. He immediately moved. He probably knew he was moving when he told me that. So if you've ever crashed a party just to see a celebrity, a specific celebrity, or you crashed a party where celebrities were at, 1-800-520-1067, how you got in, but most importantly, who you were excited to see.
And what happened.
And what happened when you got inside. Did you meet those people?
Was it a dream come true? Did you fall in love?
Get married?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that probably didn't happen, but we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. 7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:33. We're talking about people who snuck into parties where celebrities were at based on this story of the all-time low fan crashing mm-hmm. a wedding, taking pictures with the bride's bridesmaids and putting them on Facebook.
Did more than that. Like totally took over the wedding, it sounds like, and got drunk and ate the food. And
put it all on Facebook.
Yeah.
So the bride knew that it was happening, and she got her picture taken with Alex from all-time low. And so that spawned the topic. You broke into a party where celebrities were. This is Lisa, who we're going to talk to first. And I like that it's two girls so far.
Well, we are pretty passionate.
But you would think, you know, the sneaking into partying would be a guy thing. And girls would have some sense. But Lisa, hi.
Hi. I snuck into the movie premiere party for a movie called Chocolat, starring Johnny Depp.
Great movie.
Yeah, Plaza Hotel in New York City.
Mm-hmm. So they had a party where he was at to celebrate the release of that movie?
Yes, yes.
And you snuck in. How did you do it?
It was me and my girlfriend and a guy friend of her. This guy would get autographs for a living. That's how he made a living. He knew where all these parties were, where all the celebrities were all the time, and he'd make money. He would make money off of their autographs.
Right.
So he knew all these parties. So we went in like the back entrance of the hotel, all dressed up. No one noticed anything. I walked right in. There was champagne and chocolate everywhere. And
there was no security anywhere?
I think there was the main entrance, but not at this entrance. This is, you know, before 9/11.
Right, when they weren't watching quite as closely.
Right. So I think, you know, there wasn't that much security back then.
Did you meet Johnny Depp?
Yes, we did.
Nice. Did you get his autograph or picture?
Yeah, I got his photo. And we had to wait kind of till the end of the party and... He was kind of walking out. We just started walking behind him, almost started running, and then we caught up with him and got a picture with him. He was really nice, and at that time he had, I think he was filming Pirates of the Caribbean at the time, because he had the hair like he looked like, and it was just really cool. He was really nice. He posed with, you know, me and my girlfriend, and it was really cool. It was a nice party.
At any point,
it was a nice party.
It was a nice party.
Yeah.
At any point, did you feel like a jackass for crashing the party?
Not really.
I don't usually. I'm just asking you if you did.
No, it was really...
The company paid for it.
It was worth it.
Chocolate and champagne. You crashed a good party.
No kidding.
And then my roommates did another party. They went to Saturday Night Live crew party where the Ramones were and Tom Cruise.
Wow. Val Kilmer, Nicole Kidman, and they went to a bunch of things. So that's I missed that one because I was working.
Oh, that's a great party.
No kidding. You missed the good one. Yeah. Although you got Johnny Depp, so I'm sure that's what you were happy about.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Awesome. Thank you for the call. You're the best. Love girls that will sneak into parties. Speaking of which, let's talk to Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Where did you crash?
I walked into Snoop Dogg's party.
Now, that is a party you want to crash for many different reasons. Where was it?
It was definitely by random. We were in Hermosa Beach, and we asked the taxi to take us to a good party. And he said, oh, I've been to some good parties tonight. So he took us and dropped us off at the door. And walking in, we realized that I was the only white person there.
Good.
And as we started looking around, it was definitely glam with lots of girls in bikinis and champagne being drinking off of people.
Right.
So we realized we weren't at the right party, but we were still kind of tipsy, so we had a blast.
No kidding.
So they didn't, like, spot you and throw you out?
No, we got some funny looks being...
Being white?
Yeah.
Did you meet him?
Almost. We took a lot of pictures with some, I guess, club models, girls, and people, but didn't get close enough to take a picture with him.
But if you're going to crash a party, come on. This is the party that you want to crash, I'm sure. All right, thank you for calling, Heather.
Thank you.
Bye now. That party, for many reasons, you want to crash, not the least of which is, you know, celebrities. Yep. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. You crashed a celebrity party?
Yeah, a buddy of mine and I, he speaks Spanish, and we put our tuxes on. We went to some unnamed hotel right around the time of the Oscar weekend, and he had this idea that the kitchen would link all the rooms where the parties were. So
wait, the kitchen would link?
He saw a woman who was working the kitchen, and he said to her in Spanish, Maria, listen, we just went out for a smoke. We lost our way. Can you please get us back to the party? She just nodded her head, smiled, grabbed him by the arm, took us to a room we were in. We spent the whole night, you know, partying it up. It was a lot of B-listers, but we had a blast.
Who was there that was, who was the biggest name there?
Probably John Goodman. Tom Arnold was there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, by big, I wasn't talking about human being, but John Goodman's a pretty big name. Nicely done, though.
Yeah, really
dress
well
up
done.
As a waiter and ask somebody like you're supposed to be there. That's the key. You're supposed to be there. Thank you, John, for the call. Let's go to, I didn't figure we'd have a problem getting calls on this topic.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey there.
What did you crash?
So I was at the Chili Peppers concert at Club Nokia, and I went by myself, and after the show, I figured, like, well, let's go see what's upstairs over there. And I found out there's a VIP party going on, and I just kind of meandered my way and saw a crowd in front of these elevators, and I just kind of squeezed my way in the crowd, got in the elevator, and we opened up after getting up top, and this huge veranda with all these amazing food laid out.
Okay, now hold on. So at this point, you knew that it was a Red Hot Chili Pepper show, but you had no idea what kind of party this was?
I knew there was something going on after, like, a meet and greet or something. I just wasn't sure exactly what was going on.
Right.
I had spent my money, and I was in the front row for the little pit, but it was... I knew these guys up top were spending way more than I had spent to get up on here.
Yeah.
And I got a cop behind me, so let's try and make this a little less subtle.
He's talking on his phone. He's going to get a ticket right.
I got to meet Flea and their new guitarist.
Really?
And I had the best rice cake I've ever had in my life. It's an amazing night.
What he came away with.
I came away with Flea. And is Flea the nicest guy in the world?
He really is. He really is. It was hard to talk to him, too, because there was a crowd around him, and I had to wait, like, 10 minutes, like, slowly inching my way closer and closer, and eventually I got up to him, like, oh, dude, you're the best bassist and the best band in the world. Please, let me have a picture with you, and he was super nice about it.
Yeah. he's always way nice. Did you tell him how good the food was?
I did. I thought that was incredible. I was... stunned.
He's just as stunned by the cake as he was
that whole night everyone. Was just amazing. I can't deny it. I'll never forget it.
Fantastic.
Oh, well done.
Thank you for the call, Kyle.
Thank you.
If by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Join K-Rock today from noon to 2 at the Del Taco in Pico Rivera. Beer Mug will be there eating all of the food. Washington Boulevard between Paramount and Rosemead. You get tickets to the Vans Warp Tour, X Games, Red Hot Chili Peppers, AWOL Nation, K-Rock Music, and other cool prizes. Details at krock.com. Ralph Garman is here now with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I've got more passes to give away to the world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. Happens at the Regency in Westwood on Thursday, June the 28th. You will get tickets to the red carpet world premiere. That means Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, Dennis Leary, Martin Sheen, Sally Field, Risa Fons. The entire cast will be there on the red carpet for The Amazing Spider-Man premiere in Westwood. The movie's in theaters everywhere July the 3rd, which is a Tuesday. It's the Tuesday just before the holiday. But if you'd like to see it, along with all the stars, I've got a pair of passes for you right now. But you have to earn them. I want real Spider-Man fans to get these tickets. So here's your trivia question. Of course, Emma Stone stars in the film as Gwen Stacy, one of Spidey's first girlfriends. Kristen, what was the what's Toothy's name from the other Spider-Man?
Kirsten Dunst.
Toothy.
She played Mary Jane Watson, of course, in the original trilogy. So those are two of Spider-Man's girlfriends that have been on the big screen. I want the name of another one of Spider-Man's girlfriends from the comics. She was in the movie very briefly in the first
film. Ryan Gosling.
It's not Ryan Gosling. No. She was J. Jonah Jameson's secretary with the Daily Bugle. If you know her name, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Name of one of Spider-Man's first girlfriends who worked at the Daily Bugle with him. And I'll give you a little trivia after we get the answer. But first person through with the right answer gets a pair of passes to the world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. It is Monday. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, still number one for the second week in a row, $35.5 million.
That is a tremendous amount of money for a second weekend.
That is. Big, big weekend. Well, it's the only movie other than Prometheus anybody went to see, apparently. Prometheus made about $20 million, made it number two. Then Rock of Ages made a little bit over about $15 million. Mm. In its debut weekend, Snow White and the Huntsman made almost 14. That's My Boy, the Adam Sandler movie, in its debut made $13 million. So that's your top five. Then Men in Black 3, The Avengers, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, Moonrise Kingdom, and What to Expect When You're Expecting. Those are your top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Demi Lovato apparently not getting along with Simon Cowell.
Uh-oh.
They're both judges over there on The X Factor, along with Britney Spears.
Shouldn't she and Britney and everybody not be surprised by him being difficult to get along with?
Yeah, but they're young, you know.
Yeah, 19 years old.
Yeah.
It's hard to have enough thick skin for him.
He's talking crap about her, saying he's tired of her chitter-chatter and has called her annoying during the auditions.
Oh, that's helpful.
That's nice.
Demi came back with the fact that Simon just is often in a bad mood because he hasn't had his coffee yet, and her quote, "old people need their coffee." So,
zero for effort, zero for style,
Simon.
Zero for star quality.
Wow.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
Wow.
Give me a coffee.
Will.i.am, trouble with the cops, pulled over last week for having no license plates and no registration for his car.
And he's got half a face that's robotic.
Yeah, he's got a helmet. He's got to wear a helmet all the time, like a Tron helmet. He was driving a DeLorean, by the way.
What?
First of all. Points off for driving the DeLorean.
Points off or points for? I don't know if it's come. If it's
yeah,
so,
maybe it's come back around
it's
again.
So cool.
It's so old,
right?
But you're going to get noticed in a DeLorean. How do you drive it with no plates?
Yeah, that's insane.
Well, there's that.
They impounded the car. He had to call for a ride home. He was cited, and he said he's going to get it all worked out. He's going to get his car back. But
that's funny.
Will, we have to go back to the future. Before the Black Eyed Peas were ever formed. Stop Fergie from peeing herself on stage.
You can't eliminate that from
He's
history.
He's in the DeLorean. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
Jack. Jack plays, first of all, plays what he wants to play. That's why I know
that's
about Jack.
True.
But he was also on line two, and I believe he's got the answer to our trivia question. Jack? Jack?
Yeah,
Jack!
He's there.
Yes.
Oh, hey, buddy. What was the name of Spider-Man's girlfriend who was J. Jonah Jameson's secretary at the Daily Bugle?
Betty Brant.
Betty Brant, indeed.
Did you look that up or did you know that?
I knew that.
You know, she made just a tiny appearance in the first Spider-Man trilogy, that character. Do you remember the actress who played her?
Yeah, it was Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding.
Before she became a big star, she played Betty Brant in the first Spider-Man
You
film.
Are a massive dork, Jack.
He's a good man, and he's got tickets to the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
That looks like a great movie.
Yeah.
Hold on, Jack. We're going to give you all the details.
He's a fire plug, too. That's Jack.
He is. Whoever his date is a lucky, lucky girl.
Or dude. Not there's anything wrong with that.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Paul McCartney, 70 years old today. Movie critic Roger Ebert turns 70 as well. Carol Kane, very talented actress. No, I always think of when I think of Carol Kane is The Princess Bride.
Yes.
She plays Billy Crystal's wife in that scene where they bring Wesley back to life again.
Yep.
Have fun storming the castle. He's there next to him. Dizzy Reed, keyboardist for Guns N' Roses, 49 years old today. Nathan Morris of Boyz II Men turns 41. Rapper Silk the Shocker is 37. Country singer Blake Shelton is 36. And Stephen Chen, the guitarist for Airborne Toxic Event, is 34 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up on the program, we have LaQuisha taking a look at last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which I think she's turning on.
Oh.
I think LaQuisha likes it much. But that's the show that she has to recap for us, so that's coming up. We also have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com talking about all the celeb stories. And we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Excellent.
Right now, Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer, is trying to get Doto on the line, which should be fun because we need to get an update from Doto on everything that's been going on in his life.
I need some babe!
Kevin Bean, there's one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Woo! I need a woman! I was in Vietnam! I definitely need a Korean woman!
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar.
Life's a box of chocolate, Bean.
Did you get her phone number?
Yeah.
Have you called it?
Yeah, I called and she changed her number.
How about that?
Why'd you tuck away some knives behind an air conditioner vent in a nondescript bag? No, seriously.
That's not mine, man. I drank your milkshake.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why not, Bean? This is America.
And now the further adventures of Doto, international man of mystery, man. Yeah.
Hey, Doe.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How's it going? It's been a while.
How you been, man?
Good. How's Bean doing?
He's good. Thank you. So, Doto, we wanted to talk to you because you've been gone for a long time. Where you been?
Oh, I was in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Oh, all right.
On business with your dad?
Yep. Bean, Kevin, I'm having a hard time finding a woman.
You're having a hard time finding a woman?
Yeah.
That's not like you. Doe, I'll get back to the woman in a minute, okay? But we had a listener email us about running into you at a party.
Oh yeah, because I met them at one of the cooking groups. Bean, I know what you're talking about.
It was a cooking group, yeah. And he says that the first thing you said is, "Does anyone listen to Kevin and Bean?" And then he said, "Yes, I do listen to Kevin and Bean." And then you said, "Do you still listen?" Yes, every morning. And then you got serious and you said, "That was a long time ago. I'm not that person. I've changed. I'm not like that. I've done a lot to change." That was many years ago. I'm not like that anymore. What are you talking about exactly?
Yeah, what are you
worried about? Nothing. Don't worry about it, Kevin Bean.
But wait a minute. It was the first thing you said to this person.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. I'm not like that.
But it must have been concerned.
What I'm saying is I was on the radio months ago, Bean.
Right.
Kevin Bean.
Right.
Yeah, but this is what you said to someone at a party.
Yes, recently. So my question, no, don't be sorry. My question is just, what is it that you want him to know that you've changed? What is it that you don't want him to think about you?
I like to have a woman.
Right.
Toto, why are you embarrassed about being on the show?
I'm not embarrassed, Lisa May.
But there was something that embarrassed you.
No, don't worry about it.
No, but you said, but your whole conversation with this guy was, I'm not that guy. I'm not like that. I've changed. Mm-hmm. It's been many years.
Oh, yeah, because I remember I was, don't worry, because he thought, I told him that, yeah, I was on the radio maybe months ago, maybe years ago.
Right. That's not all. But you said, here, I'm going to read it again. This guy said, that was a long time ago. I'm not that person. I have changed. I'm not like that. I've done a lot to change. That was many years ago. I'm not like that anymore. That's a lot of you want him to know you're not the same person. So what was it that you didn't like him thinking about you?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry, Bean.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
good.
Bean, don't worry about it.
I'm happy with that response.
Hey, Bean, can I ask you a question, Bean? Because I told you I went out with a Chinese lady, right, Kevin?
Right.
And then here's the deal. Like, her, she doesn't get along with her biological family in China, but she lives in Eagle Rock with the biological mother and the white damn old man in Eagle Rock, Bean.
Okay.
So what I'm saying, Bean, is you work for K-Rock since 1990. So in the future, when you retire, Bean, maybe you can buy a house in Eagle Rock and Mike and I can go to your place for barbecue, Bean.
That would be, I would love to do that, Doto.
That yeah, is yeah, because, a because, nice long-term plan.
Yeah, for... because how, yeah, because something that you can consider, Bean, because houses on sale, houses, I'm pretty sure it's on sale over there, Kevin.
I'm pretty sure it is as well. Now, Doto, let me ask you a question. You said when you came on the air you need a babe, but it sounds like you have a babe if you're offering yeah, to come over is, to my house when
yeah,
I retire.
But the problem is this person is emotionally... emotionally not stable, Bean.
Oh, really? She's emotionally yeah. not stable?
Is she, like, stalking you or something?
Yeah, because sometimes she keeps saying that she hears voices or she hears a devil when she's in the toilet.
The devil when she's in the toilet.
yes, Lisa May. I'm not lying to you.
She told you that she hears the devil when she's on the toilet.
Yeah, and then I did talk to my friends, but you know what they say, Bean?
What?
They said, dude, if she's having that type of behavior, I think it's best that you probably look for someone else and get a brand new start.
Well, it depends. What does the devil tell her to do?
Well, she just...
What
she
did
just
the devil this. Say?
Yeah, here's the problem, Bean and Lisa May. But sometimes she said that when I'm sleeping, I'm suddenly thinking of death.
Whoa!
Oh.
Whoa!
So what does that tell you, Lisa May? Should I pursue or go with somebody else?
I would go somewhere else.
Wait, hold on.
I'd go to more cooking meetups.
Hold on. How many times have you dated?
I dated about five or six times.
All right, so here's my question to you, Doto.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean this with all due respect. How many second dates have you had in your life?
Plenty of second dates.
Plenty of second. Okay, all right, then you can let her go.
Here's the deal, Bean. But the thing is, what I like, I have another plan I like to consider because I know a white guy, he does like a Chinese dating agency, and he charges about $400 a year, and he sets people up unlimited. Do you think that might be something to look into? Because something I like to consider.
No.
Why?
That's a terrible idea.
It seems like $400 is a lot. I don't know what online dating is, but that seems like a lot.
Yeah, why not just do like Match.com or something?
Yeah, but I thought Match.com, you have to do the work yourself, right?
Yes. Are you too busy to do
that? No.
What do you spend your time doing, Doto? Like, what did you do yesterday?
Me? Yeah. I was at the beach, Kevin and Bean.
Okay, what about Saturday?
Saturday, Father's Day with the old man up in L.A.
Okay, so Father's Day on Saturday. Yesterday, Father's Day, you were at the beach.
Yes, I was at the beach thinking of Steven Seagal.
Thinking of Steven Seagal.
just joking. Just no. Right.
Nice. Well, tell us about today. What is your plan for your day today?
My plan is I'm trying to maybe call this dating agency.
Okay. Well, call them and see what they offer for $400. But
So this person, I tell you, you think I should just draw through and go with someone else, right?
Well, it does sound a little. It doesn't sound like she'd be very fun. Is she
I
fun
think
when
you
she's talking
go-
about death?
Yeah, and she always talks about what sometimes she posts stuff like I'm in the bathroom, I'm in the toilet, and I'm thinking of suicidal thoughts.
Oh,
that doesn't sound fun, Doto.
Yeah, that's a giant red flag, Doto.
I mean, when you guys go out, do you laugh and have fun?
Yeah, but do you think the reason why she's that way is because she's in accounting? Do you think that has anything to do with Lisa May?
I would imagine that's 100% of it.
It's a tough job.
People in accounting all talk to the devil.
Yeah.
Shut up, Kevin.
No, that's true. No, I'm serious. Accounting blows.
You're messing around, Bean.
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, Bean, stop it.
Stupid Bean. So, Doto, I would say check online.
Okay.
But you might want to date her one more time and just ask her, like, what's up with the devil? You know?
Yeah.
Have you slept with her?
And sometimes she posts up, like, every time when I'm eating food, I have to go to the bathroom and throw up, things like that.
What?
Oh, she sounds like a keeper. Have you slept with her?
Nope, because the problem is that my sister's living in my place, and at her place is a damn old white man and a Chinese lady.
Sure.
The
damn old white man, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm sure you want to meet him in Eagle Rock, Bean.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Eagle Rock is my retirement home.
Why don't you just get a hotel room?
You know what? Yeah, but the problem with this person is she's somewhat too traditional. She's not as liberal as you guys in L.A.
Oh, so she wouldn't sleep with you no matter what?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Jettison her.
She's not as 100% Americanized like you and I would think.
Okay, but what difference does that make?
She's traditional. Yeah.
So she won't sleep with you because she's traditional unless you marry her? Maybe you should marry her.
And she claims that she's religious, Lisa May.
Mm-hmm. When you don't believe her?
She claims that she's religious, and she claims that she doesn't do as much of those stuff.
Oh, I see. Yeah, she won't sleep with you because she's religious.
I'd claim that, too.
I think I'd marry her.
Yeah, because and she told me that her brother is in the People's Liberation Army in China.
Okay.
Wow.
She's got it all going on, Doto.
I think this is a match made
in heaven. She's a real keeper, Doto. I think you need to be careful before you move on.
Don't give up so easy.
Oh, if I quit on every woman that told me she talked to the devil when she was going to the bathroom. You know? You know, Doe? take her out again.
Yeah. You know where we went out? The first time we went out to Chinese food on date.
Okay.
The second time we went out onto soup plantation, and the third day we went to Thai food. Is there anything wrong with that, Bean?
No, that's ID. I mean, that's identical. I mean, that's perfect. That's how you should do it.
You are showing her a good time.
Those are the three in order that I use when I date.
Yeah.
Doe, take her on one more date and ask her the whole devil thing.
Yes. Yes, Bean.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then get back to us.
Yeah. Yes, I work, Kevin Bean.
Seriously, though, because sometimes it takes
You know what? If it's not working out, I'm moving on, Bean.
Well, you should, but don't quit too early. Sometimes you can quit too early. A guy like you, you know, maybe you should hang on for a little bit.
But then if you decide to move on, we will talk to you about that service.
Right.
Because maybe that's a good idea.
Of course, you know I'm pretty persistent if I want to be, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you are. All right, Doto. Well, good luck. Go on another date with her and then call us back.
Thanks, Kevin. Bean.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
You're the best.
Thanks,
Kevin. Bye. 7K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time to check in with LaQuisha for our weekly visit. Hi, LaQuisha.
Grow you.
Oh, come on.
You're not enjoying your time with the Kardashians?
Damn, how do people watch this show?
I don't know.
Ask Kevin's wife.
I can't watch it.
Kevin's wife.
Yeah.
I'm not Kevin's wife.
Oh, sorry.
I can't watch that show. There's nothing going
on. At least the Jersey Show, and I was watching that, there was stuff that happened. They'd fight or drink or have sex or punch somebody and vomit and fall down. It was like an action movie.
But didn't we spend a lot of time making fun of Jersey Shore for nothing happening?
No, we made fun of them for being stupid,
oh, okay.
But stuff always happened. But this isn't even a television show.
It is a television show, first of all.
No, nothing happens with this family. How can they be so rich and so boring?
It's not only a half hour, but an hour.
It's an hour long, and at least it's you know, the more I think about it, it really is good television. Because they carry over important plot points from other episodes.
Like what?
Like this episode, when we open it up, Kris Jenner's playing tennis again, and we know she loves tennis.
Wait, didn't she love tennis and then quit tennis?
But then Kim made up to her by giving her a Chanel tennis racket, and she started playing tennis again.
Okay.
And now she's getting official instruction.
I'm excited because I get to take a lesson with a proper instructor.
That's it.
Yeah. It feels really good to be able to make any noise I want to make. And nobody's going to judge me.
So great news. Kris is playing tennis again, and she's making noises again.
I was so worried she wasn't going to be able to make noises.
I was afraid they were going to drop that plot point from the previous episode.
Oh,
but
no.
It's one of my favorite story arcs, what noise she's making when she hits a tennis ball. Now, while she's at the tennis club taking a lesson, she spots across the court Todd Waterman.
Todd Waterman. Who is that?
Oh, you know Todd Waterman?
I don't.
Todd Waterman? Todd Waterman, really? The Todd Waterman that I left Robert Kardashian for. I just can't seem to escape my past lately. It's been over 23 years since I've even laid eyes on him, but suddenly it feels like yesterday.
What are the odds that she would run into Todd Waterman after her memoir was published and she talked about having an affair with some guy behind Robert Kardashian's back?
I wonder if that could be him.
What are the odds that the producers could hunt down Todd Waterman and make sure he was there at the tennis club?
No, I'm sure it was a crazy fluke.
23 years later.
Yeah, a crazy fluke 23
now,
years
later. She's starting to have feelings again for Todd Waterman.
Yeah!
And she tells Bruce Jenner that she ran into him, and Bruce Jenner's not happy.
The last time I talked to this guy was right after I had met Kris.
And he was literally calling me out on the phone, ready to fight me.
Oh, no. He is not a nice person. If he's going to beat up an old lesbian, that is not... I don't like Todd Waterman.
People were fighting for her.
Yeah, that,
really?
She's so wonderful.
That is just false.
Have you heard the noise that she makes when she plays tennis?
I have, yeah.
Very sexy. Mm-hmm. Now, Kim Kardashian and Scott Disick are starting to hang out together because Kourtney Kardashian is all pregnant with Scott Disick's second baby.
But don't they all hate Scott Disick?
No, now they love him.
What?
For some reason this season. I think they cast somebody else as Scott Disick. But he wants to go out. Kourtney wants to stay at home. So she says, go out with my sister Kim. She would like to go out and have some fun. So they go out, and Kim has sparkling dinner conversation skills. We learned that by her talking about how she'd like to have a baby at 40 if she's not yet married.
I think if I'm 40 and I don't have any kids and I'm not married, I would have a baby artificially inseminated. In a sperm bank, do they show pictures?
Yeah.
I would feel like Mary, like Jesus is my baby, you know?
Yeah, because Mary had artificial insemination for her baby, Jesus.
That's
too.
How that works.
What
yes.
is she talking about?
I don't know, but she sure rambles, and she's sure stupid. But she likes hanging out with Scott Disick. Who could imagine that would happen?
Oh, dear God.
She starts calling Scott up, asking to go out more.
I mean, I wish I could say I was surprised that Kim invited me out again, but I'm not. I mean, who wouldn't want to hang out with me?
Who wouldn't?
Oh, what a douchebag he is.
Who wouldn't indeed?
And how stupid is she, Kourtney, for pushing him into Kim's arms?
But at last, the show picks up about middle way when they start getting into some real drama. Some things that really matter.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Start to happen on this show. With the two little girls, the one Bruce Jenner actually had sex with his wife to make.
Right.
I know the K names, but I said Crackle and Campus.
I don't know them either.
They have a serious problem at the house.
My mom hates it when Kylie and I eat in the living room, and now I just spilled spaghetti sauce. My mom is going to kill Kylie and I.
Oh, no! They spilled spaghetti sauce on the carpet!
You're right. They just shifted into another gear, LaQuisha.
They spilled spaghetti sauce on the carpet, so this television program stops and makes a point of following the process they go through to clean a stain out of a carpet.
That didn't happen.
This is on television.
That's not on TV.
Well, we could learn something from this.
Meanwhile, Scott now can't go out with Kim anymore because Kourtney doesn't want him hanging out all the time with Kim Kardashian.
I knew the only reason Kourtney's telling me not to go out anymore with her sister is because she's just jealous that it's not her. But it is kind of cute that Kourtney really just wants me all to herself, and I can't blame her.
Has this guy ever met himself?
He has not.
Because I think he wouldn't be saying these things if he actually knew who Scott Disick was.
He's super hateable, as you can tell from those clips, but he's also got a very high opinion of himself.
He certainly does. Now, Kris Jenner has feelings for Todd Waterman.
Uh-oh.
And she's been saying, look, maybe I should just meet him one more time to have some closure about this relationship.
Yeah, closure,
and
yeah.
And everybody says, no, don't do it. But one day, Kris is getting all dressed up, and we don't know where she's going. So Kim has to ask her, hey, what's going on here?
And where are you going?
She's going to go run some errands.
In that jacket?
Does it look cute? Like, if you saw me, would you go, oh, she looks cute?
I'm glad this is a reality show. Because if Kris Jenner had to act and pretend like she was going to go see her boyfriend on the sly without anybody knowing,
right,
she'd be in big trouble.
Sure.
Because Kris Jenner cannot act. Where are you going? I'm going to run some errands. How do I look in this fantastic outfit that I am wearing?
If you were to see me, would you think I was cute?
But I'm not going to see Todd Waterman, that is for sure. This is supposed to be a reality show. They're supposed to turn the cameras on and capture real life.
Nope.
Not badass acting show.
Yep.
And then it gets worse because Kim says, oh, we got to follow her to see if she's going to be with Todd Waterman, so let's get in the car and follow her. There's 19 cameras on her at all times. You don't need to follow. Just wait for the show to end. You'll see what she's up to. She's not getting away with nothing. There's a camera in her car. There's a camera following her car. There's a camera in her hoo-ha. There's a camera everywhere. Why do you think you're going to lose her somehow?
Yeah, it does seem like setup drama.
And yet, Kim Kardashian and her brother Rob, who are trying to follow their mother to see what she's up to, they lose her. How is that? Look for the giant camera crew following your mother around.
You totally just followed a different car off the freeway.
You were with me following. You said, get off the freeway, follow that car.
We just lost her.
Listen, if you're going to be a fake-ass show and write stuff, write some good stuff. Write some interesting things for this family to do. And give them an abortion or a domestic abuse problem. Or have someone drown in the swimming pool. Get some Melrose Place ass stuff in there. I'm tired of spaghetti stains in the goddamn carpet. God damn.
So you love the show?
I hate these Kardashians.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Shut up.
Ralph is here for a look at the showbiz beat.
Before I get to showbiz news, I have more tickets to give away to the very special event I've been promising you. The world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man happens at the Regency Village Theater in Westwood on Thursday, June the 28th. The movie, of course, is in theaters everywhere July the 3rd for the 4th of July weekend. But you'll be able to see it not only before your friends, but you'll be on the red carpet with all the film's stars, Andrew Garfield, of course, who plays Spider-Man, Emma Stone, his girlfriend, Gwen Stacy, Dennis Leary is her dad, Captain Stacy, Martin Sheen as Uncle Ben, Sally Field as Aunt May, wow. Reese Siffons as the Lizard,
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. What power does the Lizard have?
Lizard has the power of a lizard.
It's nothing. They just run around on rocks and lose half
their
tails.
What if there was like an 8-foot-tall lizard who came at you with giant clenching jaws and a prehensile tail that could knock you through a building?
They don't have that.
They do lizards, if they're 8 feet tall. No. But you take a lizard and then take a little lizard and then make it 8 feet tall. Everything the lizard has gets expanded exponentially.
Right.
And then it's a pretty fearsome creature. You ever see like a Gila monster?
Yeah, but that's not
like
a lizard.
That's like... A Gila monster isn't a lizard.
Is it?
Yes!
A Gila monster?
Yes!
All right.
How about a Komodo dragon? You ever see a Komodo dragon?
Sure.
That's a lizard.
All right.
And that's just like 3-4 feet.
Okay.
How about an 8-foot one? Okay. In your face!
All right.
Not a good thing!
No.
Just saying.
If you want to go, here's your trivia question. The lizard, as we've been talking about, fearsome Spider-Man villain.
Sure.
I need to know his secret identity. I need to know the real person underneath the lizard skin. The real man. 1-800-520-1067. Call now with your answer. First person gets through gets a pair of tickets to the red carpet world premiere and a pair of tickets to the front row seat where Kevin gets eaten by an 8-foot lizard. Oh, it's nothing. Oh, it's no problem. Yeah. Chomp, chomp.
Lizards aren't known for their teeth. Just saying.
They have sharp teeth and powerful jaws.
The ones you pointed out, but a regular lizard don't.
You know what else are lizards? Crocodiles, alligators, all in the lizard family, my friend.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, well, open a blog. All right, let's talk about the movies over the weekend. Top 10 movies at the box office. Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. Number one at the box office for the second week in a row. $35.5 million made it so. Prometheus, number two, with a little over $20 million. And then the new movies that came out this weekend did not live up to expectations. Rock of Ages. Just about $15 million. It was good enough to make it number three, but a disappointment. Snow White and the Huntsman was fourth. Then That's My Boy, the new Adam Sandler movie, debuted at number five. When was the last time an Adam Sandler movie debuted at number five?
Yeah, no kidding.
Men in Black 3, The Avengers, Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, Moonrise Kingdom, and What to Expect When You're Expecting were the rest of the top ten at the box office this weekend. Hey, what a surprise. Gene Simmons has found a way to make a buck from Kiss.
Wow, good. Good news.
He is teaming up. This is an odd pairing, but he's teaming up with Family Guy.
What?
And they are making a line of Family Guy mashup Kiss-themed products.
Hmm.
Now, Kiss has been featured on Family Guy 3 different episodes. Lois famously went out with Gene Simmons before she met Peter. And Peter's a huge Kiss fan. And they're going to take the Family Guy versions of Kiss and make a whole line of products based on those KISS characters.
Oh, I bet that would be really popular.
It will be, and it's a good match between the KISS audience and the Family Guy audience, but they're coming up with vinyl figures, bobbleheads, plush toys, barware, fine art. There's a whole line of merchandise coming out with KISS done in the Family Guy style. So you get a little bit of both right there. I'm just glad to see KISS making a buck because I was worried about those guys. And Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett have announced they're going to do an entire album together.
Ugh.
An album of duets. Gaga and Tony did a duet on his Duets 2 project. They did Lady as a Tramp together, and they liked working together so much that they're going to do an entire album of songs together. Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. It's an odd mix.
That's not going to do well.
Well, who knows?
But I mean,
Tony Bennett's duets album did great. So yeah,
but she was only on one song, right?
Yeah, but he was working with a bunch of other contemporary artists on all the other songs, and it was a big hit for him. So maybe a Gaga Bennett mashup would be something people would be interested in.
Nope.
If not, he can always hit her in the head with a giant fold. That seems to work well for her. We haven't answered my trivia question.
We do.
I think Eric on line 7.
Hey, how you doing,
hey, Eric?
Good, sir. I have the answer.
The lizard is?
Dr. Kurt Connors.
Dr. Kurt Connors.
Of course.
Dr. Kurt Connors. I'll tell you, that's Stan Lee. He liked a lot of people to have the first letter of both names be the same letter.
Yeah,
with Peter
Parker
and Kurt Connors and Betty Brandt and J. Jonah Jameson. a lot of that going on. hold on. We're going to give you all the details. You're going to see the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
All right. Hey, Ralph, I wanted to say one thing, man.
Yes, sir.
I am a big fan of you and Hollywood Babylon.
Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hold on. We're going to give you all the details.
Sure.
Speaking of which, I have a very special guest host this weekend for Hollywood Babylon Saturday night up at the Lovitz. A guy named Kevin Smith will be stopping by to be my special guest co-host.
Never worked with him before.
Really is
not in a long time.
Just a special guest.
He does
at this point.
Fly in and out.
Yeah.
But brother's got to be on the road to make a living, so
sure.
I can't hold that against him. Today's celebrity birthday is Paul McCartney is 70 years old today. Movie critic Roger Ebert is also 70. Actress Carol Kane turns 60. Nathan Morris of Boys to Men is 41. Dizzy Reed, keyboardist for Guns N' Roses, is 49. Blake Shelton, he's a country singer. Very popular, from what I understand. 36 years old. And Stephen Chen of Airborne Toxic Event is 34. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
What do you think?
Oh, no.
It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. We say good morning to Adam Carolla. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Yeah, get it on.
Get it on, indeed. You've got some book signings this week, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Not Taco Bell Materials, the name of the book. Tuesday, which is tomorrow, you're going to be at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove at 7 o'clock. And then Thursday, you're going to be at Barnes & Noble at the Irvine Spectrum at 5 o'clock. And then you're going to be at the Irvine Improv that night. And then Friday, you're going to be at the Barnes & Noble Huntington Beach at 7 o'clock. So if you want to get these books signed, you can get them signed by Adam himself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You ready for This Week in Rage?
I am prime.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with 3 and working our way up to number 1. I just got off the road. I was in New York for a week, and I'm inspired. First off, I had the hotel room with the ceiling fan. And let me say this about the ceiling fan.
Okay.
The kind with the little pull chain
right.
on it
mm-hmm.
with the 3 speeds.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure this out because I've spent half my adult life pulling the chain and going, is it slowing down? I don't think it's slowing down. I think it's on. Is it still on? I'm not sure if it's on. I'm going to pull the chain again. Oh, now it's sped up.
Now it's going faster.
Now it's gone into crazy vortex. I'm going to get in a squirrel outfit and see if I can hover under it kind of speed. And then you pull the chain one more time, and you're like, well, now, because it's going 3,000 miles an hour, now it's going to take 2 days to coast to it down.
Right.
Like, is it still on? I think I can hear it humming. Does that mean it's on? And then you do that move where it's like, I'm going to put my hand up there and try to slow it down physically.
Sure.
Shouldn't there just be a little red light? Just a little red light like you'd have on any device, like you'd have on, I don't know, an electric toothbrush or something, or like something that, you know, like sidebird trimmer or something. Just a little red light that said whether it had power going to it or not.
That's a good point.
Because I've spent literally my entire adult life standing on a ottoman pulling on a chain wondering if this device was on or off and how many millions of kilowatts have we burned over the years by people just leaving their hotel room or whatever, just going F it. Now, I don't have all day.
Now,
I can't figure it out.
When you say literally your whole life, you
literally.
Mean... Okay.
Literally, right. My adult life. Literally. I mean, I literally jumped out of my skin. I was so angry. I literally. Just put a little red light.
Yeah, I'm with
put
you.
Put a little red light under it. That's all. I don't have to keep pulling the chain, saying to the imaginary person, is this on? I don't think it's on. I think it's speeding up. I can't tell. All right. So it's straightened out the ceiling fans and saved millions and millions of kilowatts.
All right.
Number two, this show that everyone is trying to get me to watch, this Game of Thrones.
Yes.
All right. Everyone is in love with this show, and I have the same answer for everybody, which is back in the day, we had to suffer through these kind of shows, like I, Claudius, and all these kind of shows, in order to see boobies. That's all. We all agree that this time period is lame, right? Like, no one wants to go to medieval times and celebrate their anniversary. We've all decided that all these guys at the Renaissance Fair are nobody you'd want to share a cab with,
That's
right?
That's correct, yes.
It's a horrible period for us to chronicle, but the only thing that was ever in it for us was boobies. But now that we have the internet and all the boobies we won, why are we still watching these shows? Why are you still getting me to watch these shows? And I actually have people bring up the boobies.
Sure.
Bill Simmons, the sports guy, told me yesterday, he said, oh yeah, a lot of boobies. Like, you don't think I'm lousy with boobies. I'm suffocating with boobies. I got a whole internet filled with boobies.
You can't have too many boobies.
You can't, but I don't need to watch a guy, you know, say sire and thou and thus and thee and walk around and in places that don't have central heat or air or ceiling fans for that matter.
Right.
I don't need to watch all that crap to see a boobie. I'll go to the computer. I want to see a boobie. So no excuse for this Game of Thrones nonsense. Okay, you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
And lastly, here's the rule. This is the story. The story's unbelievable, but then the rule is great. You know how when there's something you heard of and you think everyone has heard of it, and then there's a person in the room with you and they're like, what? No, I don't know that story.
Right.
There's a law that says the next person you ask in that room can't hear of it either, so you look like an insane person and want to kill yourself. Do you know that rule?
No, I don't know that rule.
You
mean if somebody's in the room and they haven't heard about it, then I, who have heard about it, have to act like I haven't as well.
No, I'm saying if you're arguing with someone, I was in New York doing an interview, and I said to this chick who was interviewing me, I said, it's like, you know, it's like the Richard Gere gerbil story.
Right.
And she said, what? I said, Richard Gere with the gerbil. She said, I don't know that one.
Right.
I said, well, first off, you're going to be surprised where I go with it. Secondly, how do you not know the Richard Gere gerbil story? We're in Manhattan. You're 30 years old. You don't know the Richard Gere gerbil story? She's like, I don't know that one. And then I make this proclamation. Every human being walking on the planet, no unborn people know the Richard Gere gerbil story and people who died before the Richard Gere gerbil story.
Sure.
They all know the gerbil story.
Sure.
Everyone knows the gerbil story. You're the only one who doesn't know the Richard Gere gerbil story. And then I look at the cameraman and I said, am I right, buddy? And he said, I don't know it either.
That's
perfect. Why does it always have to be the next guy? That's what I'm saying. Why does he have to be in the room?
You shouldn't go to the next guy for backup.
But you go to him because you're so sure of yourself because everybody knows this story.
Of
That's
course.
My problem.
Yeah.
I was disgusted that these two did not know the Richard Gere gerbil story, and it just shows you the state of the education in this country. No wonder we're losing to Japan, China, and all the other.
I don't think they're teaching that story in school.
It speaks to a bigger overall problem.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Go to adamcarolla.com if you'd like some info on the Irvine Improv, Young Up, or the book signings Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Speak up. Speak up, young man.
Can't hear you.
Problem with today's generation. They all mumble.
106.7 Gary's Gary Q.
9:37,
time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
I'm still drunk, still hop.
Huh?
Fluff, strunk, hop, drunk, hung.
Sure, the Kings lost the puck, game-winning puck.
The puck that was
on the ice when they won the cup.
What?
Yeah, they can't find it.
They didn't lose it. Someone stole it.
Kevin.
How dare you?
Just saying, every other team in the history of the game
saves the puck
has been able to hold on to the puck that was on the ice when they finally won the cup.
Why wouldn't they just grab a random one and say this is it?
Because they're honest. They're not like you. They're not cheating liars who lie.
When you have to, you lie.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do, because it makes you look...
You don't have to. They didn't have to lie about the puck. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. They could have gotten out of the embarrassment.
You have kids.
That's all I got to say. I weep
lucky.
For the future. I weep for the future.
They are lucky.
Hey, if you're going to be embarrassed, kids, just lie about it. Just lie. Better to be dishonest than it is to feel a little embarrassment. That's our motto here in this family. Lie, kids. Lie. I'm going to get drunk. Every weekend, that's a conversation with Kevin's house. Before I get to showbiz news, I have tickets to give away to the world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. First, you know, we usually give away tickets to special screenings, that kind of stuff. This is the world premiere, so not only do you get to see The Amazing Spider-Man before anybody else on June the 28th at the Village Theater in Westwood, but you get to walk the red carpet with the likes of Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man himself, Emma Stone, Dennis Leary, Martin Sheen, Sally Field, Risa Fons. These are the people in the movie, and you will be there. If you know the answer to my trivia question.
Just do me a favor. If you win the trivia question and you walk the red carpet, act like you're in the movie with the press. Do some interviews.
Do some interviews. I'm actually the lizard. Reese plays Kirk Connors, but I'm the guy in the lizard suit. So,
right.
Yeah. Here's your trivia question. You have to be a Spider-Man fan to know this, because I want someone to really appreciate these tickets. Everyone talks about Stan Lee. Stan the man. Stan Lee. Oh, he created Spider-Man. Stan Lee, inventor of Spider-Man. Oh, Spider-Man's father, Stan Lee. Let's give a little love to the writer-artist who, along with Stan Lee, created the character, who doesn't really get mentioned much anymore because he's no longer with us, but he had played an important role in the birth of Spider-Man. What's his name? 1-800-520-1067. The original artist for Spider-Man. That's what you have to come up with. First person through gets passes to the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
So guys, get your phone.
Girls, too. Girls are sending me emails. How come I can't get through? Why can't I get through? And I say, because...
It's mostly guys.
Guys are smarter. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Madagascar 3. Europe's Most Wanted. They're animals who just want to go home.
They can't make it,
but
though,
they cannot get there. $35.5 million for this animated classic. Prometheus was number two, $20.2 million. Rock of Ages in its debut, a disappointing $15 million, made it number three. Snow White and the Huntsman was fourth. That's My Boy was fifth. Talk about disappointment. $13 million for the new Adam Sandler movie. Men in Black 3 was sixth. The Avengers, the best exotic Marigold Hotel. Moonrise Kingdoms, What to Expect When You're Expecting. Those are your top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Teenage Ninja Mutant Ninja Turtle Mutant Turtles.
Yes.
They're going to reboot that franchise, but now they've had to push back the film's release 6 months.
6 months?
Originally scheduled for next December. It won't be ready till May of 2014 now.
Hang on, let me write that down.
How long do we have to wait for our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? How long do we have to wait?
Why'd they push it back?
Apparently there's some script revision issues they're having. So
oops, that doesn't sound good.
That does not bode well. Right. What are they? Heroes in the half shell. God, I love the teenage.
Writing that in. May 2014.
Yeah, circle your calendars. May 14.
Ah, busy.
You check that out. Lady Lahm! Over the weekend, gave everybody a scare by passing out in her hotel room, and they could not rouse her. She was unresponsive, as they say in the medical business, so they called 911. Paramedics showed up, and they said, she's all right. And they left. Her publicist and Lindsay herself have tweeted that it was exhaustion and dehydration.
Right, which is celebrity for what? Code for what?
Anything,
overdose?
Yeah.
Partying?
I don't know. They say she was working 85 hours in 4 days, which I don't think even mathematically is possible. I'm not sure. But, she was up all night shooting. That's what led to her exhaustion. I can see that. Look, night shoots are tough. Apparently, she has been working a bunch on this Liz and Dick movie that she's making. I can see falling asleep, but when someone goes to wake you wake up when you're asleep.
Yeah,
right?
That doesn't make any sense.
That would be unconscious.
Right. The
not
unresponsive
asleep.
Part makes me concerned. Bad. Anyway, she tweeted that she's fine. The seven paramedics showed up to her room, and they were all cute, so it all worked out. No, that's what she said.
Maybe she called him.
They're tired. She's got seven Orify. Tone Loc also passed out over the weekend. He was shockingly performing a live show with an audience.
What?
Yeah, in Austin, Texas. And apparently the theater he was performing in was over 100 degrees inside while he was playing. That's uncomfortable.
And he's not a small dude.
No, he's not. Funky Cole Medina. He was doing a little Funky Cole Medina. And he took a face plant. They had to drag him off stage and cool him down. And he came out and he did the wild thing.
Took it to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
She said, you're the king.
Right.
So be my queen if you know what I mean.
Let's do the wild thing.
Face plant. Face plant. Face plant. Face plant.
Oh, that's when music was music. Give me some wild
thing.
Doesn't
even make sense.
I don't even know what that means, but. Jenny McCarthy is the best patient in the world to have if you're a dentist.
An 80-year-old dentist, especially.
She woke up, and her kid had a toothache. It looked like an abscess to her, so she called the dentist, and he said, look, take some pictures of it with your phone, send it to me, and let me take a look at it. And then, meanwhile, we'll set something up and bring your kid in. So she shoots a bunch of photos of the kid's mouth and emails them off, messages them off to the dentist. Turns out she included one photo that was on her camera, which was a nude she had taken of herself for Brian Urlacher, the Chicago Bear, who's her current boyfriend. He got all the dental pics and a little bonus at the end. That's what the dentist got.
Where are those photos? What did the dentist do with it?
I have no idea.
Come on,
dentist. Get with it. When she's telling the story, she said, I literally screamed at the top of my lungs when I realized what I did. The dentist is like 80 years old.
I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
I doubt he's 80, by the way.
Why?
Because how many dentists are still in practices? Yeah. They have 80-year-old. They're still drilling teeth at 80?
Probably not. But
I think her eye line regarding how old people are is skewed because she used to bang Hugh Hefner. So it's all off. She's all off kilter when it comes to that. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do. It's a dude. Hard to believe.
Robert?
Yes?
A little love for the co-creator of Spider-Man. Stan Lee's partner in this endeavor was writer and artist. What's his name?
The great Steve Ditko.
The great Steve Ditko. Correct, sir.
Congratulations. What do you need
him
for?
How dare you? He was one of the greats. Robert, congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Overwhelming excitement today, Ralph.
Steve Ditko. One of the best. You know, he created The Question, too.
You don't have to tell me.
One of the great, great superheroes. The Question.
He just asked questions? That was his strength.
He always was wondering.
I'm thinking of a question. That's lame.
His supervillain was the answer. No, I'm kidding. Today is celebrity birthdays. Paul McCartney used to be in a little band called The Beatles. He is 70 years old today. Movie critic Roger Ebert is also 70. Actress Carol Kane turned 60. Dizzy Reed, keyboardist for Guns N' Roses, is 49. Nathan Morris of Boyz II Men fame is 41. Silk the Shocker is 37. Blake Shelton, the country singer, is 36. And Stephen Chen, guitarist for Airborne Toxic Event, celebrates his 34th birthday today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have comedian Rob Delaney in the studio.
Oh, mm-hmm. Delaney.
Talking about the Smoking Gun Presents at Hollywood Improv. We have highlights of the Repo Games, one of our favorite shows.
Oh, that's best.
And I have to tell you about my DMV trouble. I'm in trouble with the DMV.
What a surprise.
Oh, Kevin.
It what is a surprise. Shock.
It is a shock, Ralph.
Maybe you.
Because I'm a great driver.
No, you're not.
So we'll talk.